I've been away for a little while, but not because I'm poopy. In fact, I'm the opposite of poopy. I am... Well, what is the opposite of poopy? Is that constipated? Maybe Big Fatty can let me know what the opposite of poopy is.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 161 of the BFO for Friday, the 12th of September, 2008. And coming up on today's show, we are going to talk about opening night. That's tonight of the, well, you know what it's opening night of, don't you? Surely you do. Oh, Lord, y'all, I'm not going to put it off any longer. I'm not going to do it. We're going to get into memory lane music. Well, y'all, I know it's not Cartoon Memory Lane Music Week, but I had to absolutely play today's Memory Lane music for the 12th of September. Well, y'all, I hope you recognize the Bugs Bunny Show, which was a long-running American television anthology series hosted by Bugs Bunny. Ow! And it was mainly composed of Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies cartoons produced by Warner Brothers. Between 1948 and 1969, there was a dramatic pause in there, by the way. That, and I was swallowing some cheese curls while I was trying to talk, and that wasn't working. The show originally debuted as a primetime half-hour program on ABC in 1960, which featured three theatrical Warner Brothers cartoons with new linking sequences produced by the Warner Brothers cartoon staff. After three seasons, the Bugs Bunny Show moved to Saturday mornings, where it remained in one format for another, or nearly... in one format or another, sorry, for nearly four decades. The show's title and length changed regularly over the years, as did the station broadcasting it. Both ABC and CBS have broadcast versions of the Bugs Bunny Show. In 2000, the series, by then known as the Bugs Bunny and Tweety Show, was canceled after the Looney Tunes Merry Melodies Library became exclusive to the Cartoon Network. And at the beginning of the show is Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck that would come out and perform the Bugs Bunny Show's theme song, which was known as the Bugs Bunny Overture. This is it. Okay? And that kind of goes along with a show opening. And y'all, tonight, 8 o'clock, the curtain goes up. Well, it doesn't really go up. It parts in the center. And we'll have our opening night of the Biloxi Blues. And then Saturday morning, we'll read the review in the paper and see if they liked it or if they thought it was that Big Fatty's efforts were a crock of shit. And, you know, it'll probably be a crock of shit. But, you know, that's the way the mop flops, as they say. Now, y'all, I want to go now and take care of a little other business. I want to start a new segment, and it's called Repeating Myself. That's more of those cheese curls. Sorry, I won't eat anymore. I want to start a new segment but I need podcasters to assist me with this. And we all have fuck-ups when we're recording our podcast. And what I want you to do, podcasters, is send me your fuck-ups. And I'm going to have a segment on Fridays called Friday Fuck-Ups. And so if you want to have your fuck-ups featured on the Friday Fuck-Ups on the BFO, that'd be the FFU on the BFO, you know, send me your fuck-ups in an MP3 file, and I'll include them in the Friday fuck-ups. And it may be another week or so before, or 2 weeks before we get enough to do the segment, but podcasters, get involved with the Friday fuck-ups. Now, I know British John always runs his fuck-ups at the end of his show, but, you know, as many as he has, I'm sure he doesn't include all of them. But if y'all would do that, I think that would be fantabulous. And I mean, they could have, or you know, you could have just not taken them out or something like that. But if you fuck something up on your show, or if you took something out because you fucked it up, send it to me. Meow. Meow. Okay. And now, y'all, I think we need to spend a little time guessing or matching what's on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch.
That music means only one thing. It's your chance to match what's on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch.
Okay, everyone, you know how this works. You call into the LK today. You leave a voice letter over there guessing what songs you think are on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch. Then you come over here to the BFO and you listen to see if you got it right or if you fucked it up. So let's go to our first contestant today.
Hello, Larry. This message is for Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch, the guest. I'm going to guess that he's got something from Ethel Merman. And Khalees, the milkshake song. Because I think he's got a big butt. And we're all here at the Meanies meet and greet. And we're having a good time. Talk to you later. Bye.
But double buzzers, that's not so good. Let's see if somebody else can do a little bit better.
Yeah, this is Granville in Kansas City. I'm going to take a guess as to what might be on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch. I'm probably going to have to go with greasy fingerprints caused by something with butter and barbecue sauce. Hope I'm right. Thanks. Bye.
Y'all, I am amazed that that was not the very first guess of what was on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch. Now, you know, you can't add cheese doodles to that. Because I am eating them, and now I'm not touching the inappropriate touch. I'm just inappropriately touching myself. All right, let's go on to the next one.
Hello, Larry. This is Scotty from Australia, long-time caller, first-time listener. I'm ringing up for your competition of what is on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch. And I think the answer is pretty obvious. Could it be greasy Chick-fil fingerprints? I bet that's all over his touch. Bye.
Sorry, Scotty. That's already been guessed. That's an illegal guess. So we'll just have to move on to our next contestant.
Hey, Larry Cly. It's Tim Cormel calling. I thought I'd give you a call and let you know what I think is on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch. I am guessing I'm Just a Cult-Fair's Daughter by Loretta Lynn. So I don't know if anyone else guessed, but that's what Mr. Ron Prado and I came up with. And by the way, your cinnamon scones will be there September 12th.
Well, Tim, I'm sorry you missed that guess, but Larry Client and I are both looking forward to seeing you.
Now, if you want to try to guess what's on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch, go over to the LK Today's voicemail number at 206-426-6914 and leave your guess, then check back here and see if you're right.
Now, y'all, I only have one more person that's going to guess what's on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch. So you got to get over there and you got to call Larry Cly's show so that we have enough to fill up all that Inappropriate Touch music. Yeah. Now, y'all, I have just returned home from the Thursday night preview performance of the Biloxi Blues. And, you know, if I'm going to talk about the Biloxi Blues, we got to have a little music. y'all, we had the preview audience for the Biloxi Blues last night, meaning Thursday night, and the Biloxi Blues was sponsored by one of the local banks here in town, and so on the preview night, they are allowed to invite clients and customers and prospective clients and friends of and employees and things like that to the show, and they have the exclusive house for the evening. And so before the show, they had a little hootenanny out in the alley beside the and it's not really, I say alley, but that sounds kind of like run down and all, but it's a nice little walkway alley, brick alley that goes beside the theater and inside the lobby, and they had an open bar and all kinds of delicious food and everything. The actors and, of course, the director were not invited to that, but, you know, that's okay. But anyway, I would say the theater, I think, holds 240 people, and I would say that they had probably 150 people there. So it was a very good house for it to be a preview audience. And everything went well. They laughed. It was an open bar, so they were good and liquored up before the curtain ever opened. And we really didn't have anything that went terribly wrong, except a little underpants issue. And evidently, and I did not see this, but evidently there was some sort of genitalia exposure there for just a few seconds. And so I'm not quite sure how we're going to resolve that. I've left it up to the actors. I've told them, you know, if you want to wear underpants under your boxers, that's fine with me. That's your decision. But, yeah, it's not good to have your stuff flopping out, especially when Ryan Starr Jones and Super B aren't there to see it. Well, and, you know, everybody else, to include Big Fatty. And so after the performance was over, oh, I got to tell you this. The company that catered the little pre-show party is one of the really nice catering companies here in town. And there was this cute, tall, blonde, young thing there. And evidently Big Fatty has tricked with him. And he was like, "Hey, Big Fatty, good to see you again. Do you still work at the coal mine? And, you know, I haven't talked to you in a long time. And I'm over at the coal mine, you know, every once in a while." And so, of course, Big Fatty wrote his phone number down and gave it to him. He said, "Well, call me next time you're over there at the coal mine." Because, you know, Big Fatty is all about some tall, cute, young, blonde thing that might want to come back and see Big Fatty. And so that was kind of a little surprise there. So anyway, and I received a phone call right before I went to the theater tonight that Woody, who used to live over there in the London, England, who is now in the... I'm so sorry, but I'm tired. He's now up there in the Washington, D.C.'s area. He was supposed to come to town next weekend, but he called and said he may be coming to town this weekend on Saturday. So I may have yet another person coming to the Biloxi Blues. And I heard a rumor. I don't know if this is a true rumor or not, or even if it's a nasty rumor. But I heard that the Mr. Dubious Intentions, also Mr. Daniel Brewer, and never seen before other half hubby might be coming down from the Columbia. By the way, have I mentioned that if the state of South Carolina were to be given an enema, it would be inserted into the city of Columbia? Well, that's true. They may be coming down for the Saturday night performance as well. Now, I checked on the ticket sales for Friday night, opening night, and they're going quite nicely. There are still some tickets left. But I would guess that there are probably less than 50 tickets left for opening night, so that's good. Out of a house of 240, I think it's 240 that the house holds. So that, I think we will have a very nice opening night tonight. And, you know, there'll be some folks that will buy them at the last minute. And two of the actors that are in the show are going to be on the local TV, live local news, Good Morning Charleston, or whatever it's called, program tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. So maybe we'll get some additional ticket sales from that. And Big Fatty has decided that he is going to print pictures. Speaking of pictures, for the love of God, let me get this out right now. Y'all, I received the verbal spanking from Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And Mr. Vader, I have to thank Mr. Vader because he did come down to the Biloxi Blues on Tuesday night, and he did take photos of the rehearsal that evening. And anyway, he did a very nice job with those. And Big Fatty is coming up with a little surprise hootenanny for the cast that he's going to use some of those photos. But what I'm also going to do is print up some of the photos and put them in the window at the... Oh, gosh, there I go again. I feel like saying DJ David J. But anyway, I'm going to put some of those in the window at the theater. And, you know, maybe people that are just walking by and they see... young men in their underpants, with or without their junk hanging out in the window. Maybe they'll say, you know, I might like to buy a ticket to see more of that. So anyway, that's what the plan is for that. Now, Big Fatty is taking Friday off. I'm expecting the arrival of Tim Cormall and Ron Pratasoho. I would say they'll be in their hotel and all, and probably calling Big Fatty by about lunchtime, which works out perfectly because, you know, Big Fatty will be having some sort of lunching event. The other thing that I need to let you know is that after rehearsal tonight, I told all the actors, I said, all right, everyone, put your uniforms, take your insignia off of it, take your belt off of it, put all your uniforms in the laundry basket, put your underpants in there, your undershirts, your towels, your socks, everything. So now Big Fatty is home here at the butt crack of dawn, not the butt crack of dawn, at midnight, doing laundry, and it ain't even his own laundry, so... Anyway, but you know, the life of a director, it's never, never, never done. Y'all, I got an e-letter. It was kind of an interesting e-letter. Let's see if I can find it now. I'm probably going to run out of time before I can find... Oh, Lordy! I knew I was going to run out of time. But I'm going to look for this e-letter anyway. But anyway, I got an e-letter from Doug... from up there in the Seattle, Washington area. He says that he's an actor-director, and he had a quick question for Big Fatty. And he says, will you be attending every performance of the show? Well, you know, there are some directors that do not do that. However, Big Fatty is not one of them. I go to every performance. I figure, you know what, if the actors have to be there, why shouldn't the director have to be there also? It's still... your responsibility, and I think it means something to the actors, and, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, whatever. Y'all, I got to go fold underpants. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.